Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Loquitas, here we are again. How fine it is to meet you and see you and have you be a part of our show, Jackie's Vida Loca. I am excited to be here today. Let me tell you, in preparation for today's show, I was kind of beating my head against the wall because our show today is about Memorial Day. And I'm thinking, you know what, we're a comedy. What are we going to talk about on Memorial Day? Okay, we're going to talk about all the drunken asses on Memorial Day parties. We're going to talk about how they fall all over themselves and how we remember every year that they really acted like an idiot on that particular day. And then I started to think, you know, what's it really about? What's Memorial Day really about? Because you know what? I do want to make sure that the content of this show has meaning. It's not just BS. And I know we all like to laugh and have fun. I'm the first one in line for that. But you know what Memorial Day is about? Memorial Day is about remembering the fallen American military personnel who died in battle. That's what this holiday is really all about. And I know, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, okay? Look, if I get invited to amazing parties, I'm going to go and I'm going to get drunk and I'm going to be the one people talk about. Okay, if you know me really well, you know that's not true, but it sounded good at the time. Anyway, I do like to go and have a good time, and I will. But I don't want to forget what we need to remember here. What we really need to remember is those heroes that really gave up something for us. And there are so many freaking people that have given their lives up in war that in preparation for this show, I started doing a little research. And I started looking up, okay, you know, forget Americans in particular, how many people have died in war? How many people altogether, like in every war ever that has been recounted, and of course these estimates are really truly just estimates, and there are estimates on the low end and estimates on the high end, but I'm going to give you the estimate on the low end first because I'm going to knock your socks off with this number. Estimates for all casualties in any war ever recorded, 233,800,000 people. 233,800,000 people on the low end. On the high end, 536,400,000 people. That's a lot of people. That's like civilizations eradicated just in the name of war, and it freaks me out. It really freaks me out because I'm not a believer and I'm not a lover of war. And look, I realize there's a role for conflict. I mean, and if there's conflict, you have to battle conflict. You can't just let somebody come and bomb the hell out of you and say, okay, I don't believe in war. You got to defend yourself, okay? So I do believe that. But here's the thing. Does it really make sense? Let me give you an example, okay? So the one war which claimed the most casualties, you probably never even heard of. The one war that claimed the most casualties in the world was a war that took place in China. Claimed 100 million lives, individual lives. This is crazy. It was the Dungan Revolt in the year 1851. It lasted till the year 1864. It pretty much ate up 8% of the world population, and you probably never heard of it. You probably never heard of it. And this is why I think it's crazy. And this is why I think it is important to celebrate Memorial Day and to sort of recognize these heroes one at a time. One at a time, because we as a civilization have literally eradicated ourselves in many ways in the name of war. And I think it's crazy. There's probably a better solution. But you know what? I'm not here to solve that problem because I don't think I have the answer to that at all. Maybe you do, but I don't. But what I am here to do is sort of recognize what we're here for. And I am all about the fun and games, but I think it's important to understand that Veterans Day is for all veterans. It's for people who have given their life in the service of the military. And I think it's really important to sort of recognize these people. And I actually like to include the police, the firefighters, and all the EMTs and people who sort of work in these kind of sort of saving our ass industries. That, you know, pretty much put their life on the line every day. I live in L.A., okay? Has anybody here watched Southland? Southland is a show about Los Angeles PD. And these guys are pretty much military police who have to keep us safe. And, you know, here's the thing. I go to the mall. I, you know, have fun in my life. I do what I want to do. I'm writing a script. I'm doing all this stuff, and I don't worry about my freedom. The reason I don't worry about my freedom is because somebody else's ass is currently on the line, probably giving up their life for me right now. And so that's totally provocative to me, totally provocative to think that this minute there is somebody, possibly, you know, in some godforsaken part of the world, giving their life up for you right now. And so for that very life that's escaping this world right now on my behalf and on your behalf and on behalf of the fact that we live, you know, a very relatively safe existence here in the United States, I just want to say thank you. I mean, look, what can I tell you? I want to say thank you. I want to remember that person and all of those people, the hundreds of millions of people who've died in the name of war, for crying out loud. That's just mind-boggling to me. Okay, so the first Memorial Day was actually held in 1868. And by the way, wars have been going since the beginning of time. The first recorded war, according to Wikipedia, was in the year 184. In the year 184, it was part of the Three Kingdoms War. It eradicated 3% of the population, again in China, okay? And that war claimed 7 million lives. So that was the very first time that humans have sort of been tracking war. I'm sure plenty of fighting took place before that. So clearly that number of 536 million people isn't a complete tally. But we in America started celebrating it as Decoration Day, and then it changed to Memorial Day. But it's basically supposed to be every May 30th, and it's actually moved to make a long weekend so we can then get drunk and remember everybody. And like, here's the thing I want you to think about. So if you go to a Memorial Day party and you get completely trashed, how in God's name are you going to remember anything? I just think that there's like a whole dichotomy here. Like, we should literally have Memorial Day to remember and then party your ass off day the next day in celebration of our heroes to really celebrate. Does this make sense to you? It makes sense to me. Okay. 9 states set aside a day to honor the Confederacy in the Civil War. Now, I will tell you that the American Civil War claimed a lot of casualties. And I want to tell you it's about 675,000 people, and it was pretty much men. So 675,000 men in the Civil War. Here's one for World War II. 72 million men, World War II, obviously this was from 1939 to 1945, claimed 3% of the population. Worldwide war, 72 million men. Again, I salute you. So there were more lives lost in that Civil War than any other war in U.S. history. You know, the Memorial Day holiday, which I mentioned was originally Decoration Day, was originally to remember the Civil War veterans, but now it's obviously for all American military vets. And Waterloo, New York, is considered to be the birthplace. 35 million Americans expected to travel, became a federal holiday in 1971, and the biggest parades are in D.C., Chicago, and New York. So congratulations to all of you guys who are smart enough to have parades for Memorial Day. Especially Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York. And we, you know, definitely want to thank all of the living military and all the people who make that decision. Make that decision to go to the military, because you know what? That's a very big decision. Now, I have mentioned in previous shows that I worked on the U.S. Army business, and at the time, I actually thought I was going to go insane because it's so intense. It truly is so intense to work on anything to have to do with the military. I mean, just think about how precise you have to be. And the reason why they train these future soldiers to be so precise is you don't want to make a little mistake. You know, you don't want to make a little mistake. In the past, get this, in the past, they used to have Velcro on U.S. Army uniforms. They don't have Velcro anymore. You know why? Because in the silence of the night, when your ass is in the middle of the desert and you want to make sure that the enemy does not hear you, the last thing you want to do is be pulling a piece of Velcro, because that is like a, you know, that would like literally resonate through the entire desert. So what I think to myself is, what really motivates people to sign up for the military? And like I said, I did a lot of work on this, and we asked a lot of people, why do you enter? Why do you enter? And why do you enlist? And people enlist in the military for different reasons. And I found this so provocative, right? Because you think one of the first reasons why people enter the military is, you know, I want to serve my country. You know, I want to do the right thing and serve my country, and I feel compelled to put my life on the line to serve my country. But some people actually do it for the adventure. And this is true. You know, and it is quite the hell of a rush, you know, when your ass is truly on the line. It's no longer a video game. And by the way, the military does use video games in training. I think that's cool. You know, because if you think about it, how many people, who are the people who join the military? It's like kids. It's babies. It's babies. It's 19-year-old babies, 15-year-old babies that think about it. And when they graduate high school, whatever, they go and enlist at 17. So the babies are the ones who are literally fighting these wars. And it's crazy. But yes, video games play a role in their training. And if you can think about, like, it's just a video game, who cares? Okay, so you got the lowest score, you got killed in a video game, big deal. But this is a real-life video game that happens, you know, as they call it, in theater. So when the military goes out to fight, they call that in theater. That's the theater of war. It's crazy. It's really crazy. So I told you that I worked a little bit on the U.S. Army business, a lot, actually, and my capacity was really in advertising and marketing, you know. I was part of the agency team that helped pitch and win the U.S. military, U.S. Army account for our agency, a very, very big account, and we helped create the Army Strong campaign, which was, for me, very riveting. Riveting as a campaign, but riveting to work on it. And one of the things we had to do as a part of this was to go on a mini boot camp. Yes, right here, Private Benjamin went on a mini boot camp, okay? Let me tell you, the first thing I had to do is cut off all my nails. I had to cut off all my nails and take off all my nail polish, and I had to, like, look like a soldier, okay? So when I got there, I had to put all my hair slicked back, greased back. I spent 5 days in mini boot camp, and people, this was the most emotionally and physically intense experience I've ever had in my entire life, because we were taken to Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and let me tell you, it was right in the middle of summer. Hurricanes were literally passing over us while we were there. One night, I actually slept outside under a tent made of ponchos that we built ourselves. Can you imagine? A tent built out of ponchos, sleeping on the ground in my entirely in my fatigues, with spiders crawling across my face. I was sweating bullets, but then the rain came because the eye of the storm kind of came over us, and then the rain came. I'm not kidding. We were in the middle of a hurricane. Mosquitoes were, like, insane. They were literally biting my boots. They were biting everything. And in the middle of the night, if you had to go pee, you had to go with your battle buddy, because you get assigned a battle buddy to save your ass if you need it, right? So you go with your battle buddy in the middle of the night to go pee at the latrine. In the middle of the night, it's freaking dark and the mosquitoes are going nuts. And when you finish with the latrine, you want to spray yourself again because you don't want to get bit. It's crazy, people. It's amazing. It's amazing the things that our soldiers go through just to get to fight a war. Like, even just boot camp is so intense and so insane. And you know what? Many lives are actually lost in boot camp. People have accidents, right? Can you believe they handed me hand grenades to throw? Can you believe they handed me a bullet belt to launch bullets that went 2,500 feet in front of me and blew stuff up? It was amazing. It was a hell of a lot of fun because, you know, you're not in real war. But can you imagine some idiot turning around and pointing their freaking gun at you, not realizing it, and then, boom, you have a grenade that just went through you? Not very lucky that day. But this is what we did in mini boot camp. And I mentioned it's all kids, right? Like, we were all a bunch of, like, adults that went to this mini boot camp because it was part of what we needed to do when we won the U.S. Army business. We had to go on this greening exercise. They called it greening because the Army uniforms are green. And so they wanted to make us green, right? And some people actually turned green, turned sick. But we went there as adults, and everybody thought, oh, we're going to go on this little vacation called boot camp. Not really. They literally treated us as if we were real, true recruits. So they weren't going to take any bullshit from us, okay? And here's the thing. We got blended in with the other new recruits that were at boot camp. They didn't distinguish us from anybody else, so we had to dress like them, we had to behave like them, we had to eat in the mess hall just like them. Believe me, it's kind of like prison. The only difference is you get to die at the end of it if you end up in war and don't make it. But, you know, look, I'm not trying to be here to bash the military. In fact, my opinion of the military changed drastically after I did my mini boot camp. Because I got to tell you, before I did it, I was really not in favor. Not in favor. But, you know, I started telling you about the reasons why people join the military. And some people join entirely because they want the thrill of the adventure. Other people join because they feel that after going through that, they will have a better life, okay? Because the military does provide benefits. And I know we hear a lot of crap about the military not giving our veterans what they need when they come back. And we're going to talk about that because I don't like that at all. But they do give them some things like an education that some people can't afford to get on their own or aren't disciplined to get on their own. I'll tell you what, if the military trains you, you're going to be better trained than anybody else. You're going to be trained like the Marines, okay, like they say. So some people enter for an education. Other people enter the military because they want a sense of pride. And we did this whole, like, group discussion with people who had entered the military, who had joined the Army. And we asked them, why the hell did you do this, right? Tell us the reasons that motivated you and inspired you. And many people said it's because of the pride and respect that they get by saying that they're an officer of the military, that they're a soldier within the military. And I think there's something really moving about that, you know, that people find that a job, because it is a job, they get paid, but they find it a job that will give them some element of respect in their community. And believe me, as I sit here today, no uniform on me, but I do respect these people with all my heart. And having gone through even just a few days of boot camp, I respected them even more because I could barely survive 5 days in boot camp. And you know what? I'm not necessarily a wimp. You're getting to know me, right? I'm not a wimp. But I don't know that I'm cut out for boot camp for 9 straight weeks. I was only there for a week. 9 straight weeks and off you go. Mwah. Kiss and send, as they say. Kiss and send. But it was so intense. So other reasons why people join the military. Some people join the military because going out there in theater, as we say, is a hell of a lot better than the streets they live on, and they want a better life, and they feel like if they stay in their own hood, they're never going to make it out alive there, so they may as well join the military and try to find a better life elsewhere. And you know what? I really respect people that can sort of take their life in control and realize that the path they're going down ain't so great, so they join the military, and they're going to do something honorable. Now, I have a friend that went up the ranks in the U.S. Army, really great guy, and I'm not going to mention names. You know, we talk about the sins. We don't talk about the sinners, but we talk about the sins, and he's not a sinner, but he's a great guy, actually, highly respectable guy, and he said to me, you know, not all soldiers are created equal. There are ones that get in there that are no good, and we know about some of those guys. We know about some of those guys, and this show is not going to be about that today. But, you know, I just want to say thank you to the guys that are there for the right reasons and all those guys that are there to infiltrate and penetrate and do bad crap with all this information. You know who you are. You need to straighten your ass out, to say the least. But I just find it really, really, really incredible. One of the things that I did in my U.S. Army boot camp was climbing up a 5-story tower. I'm going to tell you all about that in just a second when we come back. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and we will be back very shortly.
Life is hard for outlawed and easy way. Life is hard for outlawed and easy way. Life is hard for outlawed and easy way. Life is hard for outlawed and easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulie, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. Just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Jackie and this is Jackie Vida Loca. Thank you so much for joining us. So we are saluting the five branches of the U.S. Armed Forces, U.S. Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, all of these guys that go through basic military training to go and serve and protect us all. And I want to include in here all of the members of service in our communities, the police, the firefighters, the EMTs, all of those guys that are out there fighting the war locally every day. I just want to say thank you. We remember you today, and we want to talk about all the reasons why Memorial Day exists, right? But I was telling you that I went to Army boot camp for 5 days and basically barely made it out alive. Aside from having to cut off all my nails to go there and slick my hair back and get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning East Coast time, which for me was 3 o'clock in the morning, do, you know, like physical training. You have to do like gym class the minute you wake up, then go to breakfast. Oh, and by the way, gym class consisted of running like a mile. And like if they put a ball at the end of that mile, I could probably have gotten there. But gym class at 5 o'clock in the morning in the dark, I was literally the one walking with the cigarette smoker. Me and the cigarette smoker would be trailing behind everybody. I don't know why I can't run. Like, I can do other exercise. Like, I can do aqua class. I could probably do aqua class for 2 hours straight. No problem. But for some reason, when I run, I get this thing called stitch on the side of my belly that literally cuts me in half. So it was me and the cigarette smoker walking behind everybody. And you know what? They almost evicted us. They were like really like blowing smoke behind us so that we could run. We didn't run, but at least we were there. But you know what else I did? I started to tell you, I climbed up a 5-story tower and rappelled down the other side. Let me repeat that. I went up a tower that was made out of wood that was like basically 20 by 20, right? I had to climb up this tower with slats that were about 20 inches apart from each other, all the way up, with these big-ass boots. Like, if they would have let me do it barefoot, it might have been easier because my toes could have hung on to the side. But no, I had to do it with these steel-toe boots on that you could barely feel where your feet were. And I made it up like 10 feet, and I started to cry. Okay? I'm such an idiot. I started to cry. I was like, I started to cry not only because I was scared off my ass, but because I was so embarrassed that I was scared. I was like, oh, my God, everybody else is going up this freaking tower, and here I am clinging on to dear life on the side, and there's all this rest of tower up above me that I had to climb, and I went straight back down. I was like, no, I can't do this. I cannot do this. I can't do this. So all of a sudden, this guy who's in uniform comes up to me, and he's like, sweetheart, you can do this. It's no big deal. Just don't look down. Okay, well, that's the first thing I did was look down, right? So don't look down. So he went up, like, the next few steps with me, and we went, made it to, like, past 10 feet, and then we made it to 20 feet. This thing was, like, 500 feet in the air, okay? And I really wanted to look down, but I didn't look down. And this very nice gentleman pretty much escorted my ass all the way up the tower. We did it together, and I climbed up. And as you climb up, you don't look down, but you look straight ahead, and you can see God's great earth in front of you on this rickety, rackety tower made out of wood. It's not like even a concrete tower that you can fool yourself into thinking you're Spider-Man. No. You have to climb up this thing and be looking straight across at the horizon. So it really reminds you of the fact that your butt is like 500 feet up in the air, just clinging on for dear life, right? Because there's really nothing holding you. There's no safety net. There's no like trapeze hook that hangs on to you. No. So then you get all the way to the top of the tower and you go on your belly. You don't even stand up. You go on your belly and you go over to the other side of the tower where your 2 feet dangle over the edge, and then you go, like, you put your feet down on the tower on the side and you rappel down. Now, I don't know if you guys know what rappelling is, but basically they attach what is called a D-hook to your waist. Like you're strapped with this belt that has a D-hook, and then they put one rope, one itsy-bitsy little rope through the D-hook, and you have to keep releasing the rope to get all the way back down. Now, people, needless to say, if they would have put a shopping mall at the top of the tower, it might have been easier for me. But they didn't. It was the Army, right? They don't even talk about shopping malls over there. And it was so scary that I literally had tuned out the entire world. I couldn't even hear the crowd of people below me that were cheering me on. Honestly, I couldn't hear anything. I just kept releasing the rope. And as I got to about 10 feet off the ground, and I'm dangling there by one rope. Can you imagine La Loca dangling from a rope off a tower? Oh, funny now. Not so funny back then. But then all of a sudden I heard the crowd of people cheering me on, and one of the other guys that was in boot camp with me ran up to me and grabbed me in the air and, like, helped me come down that last 10 feet. It was incredible, people. And just one exercise freaked me out. They even gave me a Medal of Courage that day because I overcame my fear of heights. I don't know what's wrong with me, why I have a fear of heights. It's not like mom dropped me off the side of a building. You know, I have a fear of heights and I have no idea where it comes from. And that day I faced my fear and they gave me a freaking medal at the end of the day where they granted everybody medals. It was a total shock. I expected, you know, like the medal for like being a complete wimp. But instead, I got a Medal of Courage, and I guess it's because I faced my damn fear in the eye. And it felt good to do that. Now, I'm telling you here right now that I would never, ever rappel down a building ever again because the fear is still there, but I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did it, and I have my medal to show, and I did face my fear. And who knows, maybe if I did it again, I'd be less scared. I think I'd still be a little freaking scared. But anyway, so one little itsy-bitsy, teensy-weensy little exercise, and I'm freaking out. And this is what the military does on a daily basis. I don't know if you heard the story of Jessica Buchanan. So Jessica Buchanan was this humanitarian American woman who went to Somalia in 2012. She was just profiled on 60 Minutes, actually. Jessica Buchanan went to Somalia to help the children avoid and learn how to avoid landmines, right? So Jessica Buchanan all of a sudden gets raided one day by these militants, right? It wasn't even part of the military army or whatever, but they kidnapped her. They kidnapped her and put her in the middle of the freaking African jungle/desert for 6 weeks. This woman was out there living on one can of tuna fish a day. Talk about diet plan. She lost 25 pounds as a kidnapped victim in the middle of the freaking African jungle desert. Is that such a thing, an African jungle desert? Anyway, she was in Somalia in the middle of freaking nowhere, right? This woman contracted so many different illnesses. In fact, one of the things she contracted was a urinary tract infection. And this happens to people, and they go get it treated, and it's no problem. But untreated, you could die in 2 weeks. Didn't know that. Anyway, so Jessica's in the middle of the freaking nowhere in Somalia. They have kidnapped her for money. They think that Jessica, because she's an American, is worth $45 million. That was her ransom. So anyway, she was affiliated with this Danish sort of humanitarian organization, and they were pretty buttoned up, I'll tell you this, because the minute that she was taken away, they basically disconnected every possible phone number for anybody in Jessica's family or friend circle. The only number that was available for anybody who called Jessica's family was this government organization. a negotiator, a hostage negotiator. So basically, to make a long story even freaking longer, the hostage negotiator basically figured out and was able to figure out where Jessica was. And the U.S. military, the Navy SEALs, came out of the sky in the middle of the night and rescued Jessica Buchanan. Rescued her, risked their lives, because these people were all armed with, you know, MK-47s, okay? They rescued her. They found her in the middle of Somalia, found her, and she told the most touching story. What she said was that as they were rescuing her, they thought they heard something. So the Navy SEALs formed a circle around her, put her in the middle of the circle, and they lied on top of her. They were ready to take a bullet for this girl to protect her. This is what the Navy SEALs did for her, and this is what our military does for us. And, you know, we live such a, I don't know, we live a kind of cloistered life. I know, you know, a lot of us watch the news and hear what's going on, whatever, but I think day to day we don't realize that this stuff happens and that our military is so incredibly well-trained and incredibly selfless. This girl made it back to tell the story. This happens. I can't say that Jessica's story happens every day, but the military doing these acts of courage happen every single day, every single day. And it's not just in a war, it's in boot camp too. Trust me, I saw a glimpse of it, and it blew my mind, blew my mind. There's all kinds of medals and badges. I told you I got the Medal of Courage. I got the Medal of Courage, but there is a Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor is the highest military honor you can get. It's always awarded by a U.S. president. There is the Distinguished Service Cross, which is the second highest honor. It's for extraordinary heroism. The Silver Star is awarded for gallantry in action. The Legion of Merit, exceptional meritorious conduct. The Purple Heart, for being wounded or killed in any action against U.S. enemies. The Prisoner of War Medal, being held prisoner and held captive. Outstanding Airman of the Year, ribbon, Navy ribbon. Competitions between members of ship squadrons or units, the Combat Readiness Medal, the Soldier's Medal for heroism, not involving an enemy. There's amazing, amazing works happening in the military, and I'm glad that these honors are in place, and we should find a way to honor the military every day. You know, Nancy Grace, she's a pain in the ass, but I love her show. She's a pain in the ass because she's got such a strong personality, and I'm sure she herself knows she's a pain in the ass. Right? She's probably like such a diva. But one of the things I really like about her show is that she salutes somebody who's died in combat every single show, and she has a tremendous level of respect for the military. And I got to tell you, I think that that's something we should do more of. Absolutely do more of. Anyway, so I want to honor my heroes when I come back. I'm just going to take a quickie break, and I'll be back. I'm going to tell you who my heroes are.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
I got a lot of heroes in my life and people that have really sort of impacted me very positively, and I'm happy to say that. But the purpose of this show is to remember our veterans, and I have heroes in my own family, and I want to recognize them right now. My tío Paco, that's what we call him, but his real name is Frankie Garcia. He actually passed away a few years ago, and he was the one of my uncles who served in the Korean War. And then we have my uncle Tio Rafi Garcia, who is actually still alive and kicking, and he served in the Vietnam War. And the Vietnam War was no picnic. He actually endured some wounds, battle wounds, and he was actually shot at in the ear. He almost lost his life, but thank God we still have him with us. And I really do respect the service that both of my uncles you know, gave to this country. They wore the U.S. Army uniform with a lot of pride. And then I want to recognize one hero that lives with me. My husband, Lee, is a Marine veteran. He served in the U.S. military for around 6 years, and I really respect his service. And, you know, sometimes I actually forget that he is a veteran of the Marines. But, you know, because he's such a Hollywood guy. He works in Hollywood. He works in the movie industry. And sometimes I kind of forget that he's actually former military personnel as well. But, you know, these guys are fearless. And they live their life with a set of standards and, I don't know, a moral fiber that I think is common amongst them. You can always tell people that have somehow worked in some branch of the military because they really just are like incredible individuals, very disciplined people, you know, people that really sort of have this greater calling and this greater mission in life. And I do agree that it's easy to forget because I live with one. But I really do want to just recognize my husband because I know he served very proudly. Semper Fi is what the Marines say to one another, and I want to just say that shout out to him right now because he is an incredible guy. He is amazing. But you know who else is an incredible guy who is also a prince to me and a prince to you too? He's a prince with a purpose. Prince Harry. You know what? I got to take my hat off to Prince Harry. First of all, Prince Harry served in secrecy on the front lines in the Royal, the British Armed Forces. He is an incredible guy. Now, he is totally a party animal, and many military people are, okay? They are total party animals. But this is a guy that wasn't afraid, that really wanted to serve in his military. And I really respect him. In fact, his brother, too, has been in the military. But what I love about what Prince Harry's doing is he came to the U.S. recently, and basically he's rallying support for wounded vets and here in the United States, in the U.S. He went to Arlington National Cemetery on May 10th and dressed in his ceremonial uniform of his Household Cavalry Regiment, Harry laid a wreath in Section 60 honoring Iraq and Afghanistan war dead with a note, which the first time I read this, it actually brought tears to my eyes, to my comrades in arms, signing it Captain Harry Wales. You know what? This is a guy with a lot of integrity and a lot of class, and he might be a crazy party animal taking his clothes off in Vegas and playing pool and all that. Whatever. I don't really care. When he can do something like this and honor those who have lost their lives, the Americans, because he's obviously British, the Americans who lost their lives, and taking the time to come here and do that, I tell you what, I really, really give him a lot of credit. You know, he is just an incredible human being and an incredible guy to really put himself out there, not just for his own troops, but he really seems to have a sense of duty just for the military across the world. And I'm glad that he came here to the United States to use his charming ways to really connect with us and our military in honor of Memorial Day. So I love Prince Harry for doing that. We have so many heroes that really do live among us, the heroes that not necessarily join the military but do acts of heroism every day, and we should remember them as well on Memorial Day. So Memorial Day does give us an opportunity to party, and we have talked about this. I'm sure Prince Harry left the U.S. and went back home to party. But there are many, many ways that we sort of honor and celebrate, and I want to talk to you about that. Because, look, it wouldn't be a Jackie's Vida Loca with just talking about, you know, the serious side of Memorial Day, right? We are, in fact, a comedy. But what do people do on Memorial Day? It's the kickoff to summer. They throw a pool party. Now, you know what, ladies? This is the time where if by now you're not bikini ready, you're behind the eight ball. So Memorial Day is the day that you need to figure out, am I actually going to get my ass to the gym and get my self in gear for the summer or not? And as I mentioned to you guys, I am now taking an aqua class with all the other 65-year-olds. I'm having the time of my life. So what if they're all older than me? They like Rihanna. They like Lady Gaga. We all dance and sing inside the pool. It's fantastic. But I started to think Memorial Day is right around the corner. Next thing you know, I'm going to have to wear a pair of shorts somewhere, and I need to look hot. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my aqua class. But this is the kickoff to summer, so you got to be ready for that pool party. A lot of people have bonfires. Now, what I have a little piece of advice And this is also for all you people like looking to buy illegal fireworks for July the 4th as well. Just be careful with the fire thing, because we're here to honor the firefighters, the servicemen. The last thing that you want to do is blow them up on Memorial Day with a bonfire. Like, the last thing you want to do on Memorial Day is have to call the fire department to put your ass out, okay? A lot of people go to outdoor concerts or music festivals. Again, you know, the police are going to be there. It's their day, too. We're trying to honor them. Don't do illegal crap on Memorial Day, because that means that the people you're actually honoring are going to have to work that day to save your ass. Do you understand? Okay, good. All right, great. So the barbecue thing. I love barbecue. I love barbecue, and I think having a backyard barbecue is the perfect excuse to clean your backyard, because you don't want it looking like a jungle. I mean, you don't want to be like the one that nobody wants to eat off the grill. You have to clean your backyard before you have the Memorial Day barbecue, okay? And you have to have enough alcohol for everybody so that everybody can at least enjoy themselves, but realize don't drink and drive. Okay, let me tell you something, people. The most stupid thing people do in the world is drink and drive. Because that is one controllable in your freaking life. You know how the rest of your life is totally out of control? One thing you can control is the fact that you don't drink and drive. If you have to get completely obliterated on Memorial Day, what I suggest is bring a sleeping bag with yourself. Just show up at the barbecue and say, look, I might have to park my ass here tonight because I have a plan, and my plan involves a lot of tequila, and so I had to be prepared like a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout, so I brought my sleeping bag and I'm staying the night. You think I'm being funny, but it's worse being dead. So, you know, then we'll have to remember your ass on the following Memorial Day. It's not fun. Okay? All right. So here's the other thing. If you do have plan on having a barbecue and plan on having guests come to the house that are going to get obliterated, I suggest you keep the screen door open, because inevitably somebody will run into it while they're drunk, guaranteed. Okay? Now, if you have, like, punch, I suggest that you spike it. If you have watermelon, you can spike that too. You can spike watermelon with vodka. You just inject it in there, but don't let the kids eat the watermelon, because then they'll get trashed, and that's not pretty. And you don't want six-year-olds running around drunk, because then you have worse problems. Because if you have a pool and you have kids that are drunk, that's inevitably a nightmare waiting to happen. Okay? And if you are actually the cook of your backyard barbecue, you are not allowed to drink. If you're the cook, you're not allowed to drink, because inevitably a cook who's drunk will always leave the meat raw, and it's not delicious. And by the way, if you're going to make hamburgers, get good quality meat. Don't just get the crap from wherever. Get really good quality. Don't skimp unless you don't like your neighbors. And then just go, you know, get the junk from Target. I can tell you that Target meat is not good. Target meat is not good. But get the good meat for your friends and get the bad meat for your neighbors. Okay? All right, so here are the top 10 must-have Memorial Day foods, okay? Because there's nothing that honors veterans more than a good meal, okay? First of all, I already mentioned really good burgers, but you have to have hot dogs. It is the law in America, if you're going to do a Memorial Day or even July the 4th, we'll talk about July the 4th later, but if you're going to have one of these barbecues in the backyard, you have to have wieners. Now, I'm not talking about your neighbor's wiener. I'm talking about wieners that you can put on a grill. And who knows, you may not like your neighbors. You know how I feel about my neighbors. They're probably going to have some big yada-da in their front driveway this year. Ugh, it kills me. It kills me. I can't stand it. I know it's terrible. But I was talking about the must-have foods for Memorial Days. Okay, you got to have that spiked watermelon. What about deviled eggs? Now, I really do think the devil possesses these eggs, right? Because all of a sudden they have, like, red stuff on them, paprika. But they really are good. And the best way to make deviled eggs is to make them spicy. Now, for all those wimps who don't like spicy food, get out of here. Because deviled eggs that are spicy are even better. Okay? You have to have Rice Krispie Treats. And you know what they sell now? They actually sell mint dark chocolate flavored M&Ms. My new addiction is mint dark chocolate flavored M&Ms. You could put these in your Rice Krispie Treats. Now, if you're going to do baked beans, which I'm not really a big fan of baked beans unless you add a lot of salt and like bacon or something to them, then baked beans are actually good, and you can put cinnamon on them as well. So for guys who are trying to look gourmet and all that, put cinnamon in your baked beans and everybody will think you're like amazing, and bacon. You know you love bacon. Put it in there. All right. Patriotic cupcakes. What would a Memorial Day backyard barbecue be without cupcakes that are bright blue and red and white? Red, white, and blue. Show your colors on your cupcake, and then you can show your tongue to everybody. Once you get completely trashed, you can show your blue tongue to everybody. Okay? All right, so here are some really great drink recipes for you for Memorial Day. Now, remember I told you don't drink and drive. Some people won't even be able to drink and walk, but here are some really great cocktail recipes. So what about a vodka lemonade shake-up? You just take regular lemonade, and then you can put, like, rosemary or sage in your lemonade or even basil lemonade, and then you just add vodka to it. You shake the hell up out of it. You can even put it in the blender and make it like a crushed ice vodka lemonade shake-up. Now, remember, you heard it on Loca first, okay? How about a Cajun lemonade? A Cajun lemonade has spice to it. So just take regular lemonade and add chili peppers to it and shake it up in your blender or, you know, just handshake it to make it a little spicy. And then, of course, you can add a little tequila or a little vodka, or you can even add rum to this, but don't add all three because then you're really going to go insane. Okay, how about a Caribbean rum punch? So Caribbean rum punch has Meyer's dark rum. It has fruit punch in it, and then you can shake all that up, and you can add strawberries, like sliced strawberries to this, and add a little rosemary herb to it, and it's fantastic. Okay, here's another one, sangria. Now, I think sangria is the easy one because you can just go to CVS with your 20% off coupon, buy their sangria from the shelf, and just that could be it. And then just add a fruit cocktail, a can of fruit cactus. This is like the Cuban sangria. This isn't a real sangria. But the Cubans take a little can of fruit cocktail, throw it in with CVS sangria mix, put some ice in that, and it is absolutely delicious. Okay, delicious. All right, the last drink I want to say is the perfect drink for Memorial Day is a pina colada, because a pina colada is the perfect drink for any day. But here's the trick with pina colada. First of all, don't buy the mix, because the mix tastes like crap. Make it from scratch. Google a great pina colada recipe online. There's a million of them, but make it fresh. Don't make it from a mix. And then you take that same Meyer's dark rum and you put a floater on top of that, and off you go. You're like a rocket. It's amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in just a few, and we'll be talking more about Memorial Day, baby.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
So we're talking about Memorial Day here on Jackie's Vida Loca, but I want to tell you, our next show is going to be so freaking hilarious, and I think you're really going to like it. We are going to be talking all about novelas in the next show. You know what novelas are, right? They are like the soap operas that Latinos watch on Univision and Telemundo, and my God, there's so many things to pick on there, so I want you to tune in next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, to talk about novelas and all the crazy-ass things that we Latinos love about them and hate about them, too. So we're going to talk about that next Jackie's Vida Loca. But for right now, we're talking about Memorial Day. It's coming up, and I want you to celebrate safe. So don't be lighting yourself on fire. Don't be taking your clothes off and running in the middle of the street and having cops having to come after you. Don't do any crimes, because you know what? It's a day to give the police a day off, a break. And, you know, try to remember those fallen heroes and try to remember the ones that are still with us. Now, I was told that Veterans Day is really to remember all the veterans of war, including, or not just of war, but military veterans, including those that are still alive. And that Memorial Day is the day to remember those that have fallen. So that's the purpose of Memorial Day. And we want to recognize all of these heroes that give us everything they got, which basically is their life on the front lines to save our life. So I want to thank you guys for being an avid listener of Jackie's Vida Loca, I love you. I think you guys are so amazing, and we're increasing listeners every week. So I appreciate you telling your friends about Jackie's Vida Loca. It is so much fun doing this show and connecting with you. And, you know, we don't see each other face-to-face, but we're connected spiritually. And that's what it's all about, people. So Jackie's Vida Loca wants to thank you, all of you guys in New York, all of you guys in Miami, all my friends in Miami, all my little priests out at the St. John Seminary. If any of you are listening, thank you so much. And, you know, I just want to say that it's just such a great job. Being La Loca is the most fun I've ever had because I get to be my loca self, and you accept me as I is, right? And I accept you exactly as you are. You know, we're a show that's truly, truly about loving and tolerance and being the best we can be, being the best people we can be. And I don't want to be preachy because we all, like, fall and make mistakes. But we are a show about empowerment and positivity. You know what? Negative people suck the life out of the room. They suck the life out of my Facebook. They suck the life out of life. So I don't really like being around negative people that are super toxic, and you find them everywhere. You find them at work. You find them everywhere you go. And for me, since I get the choice of what I want to do on Jackie's Vida Loca, for me it's not about being negative. But I do like to say what's on my mind, and I like to have a point of view, and I clearly have a point of view on a lot of things. And I encourage you to share your point of view with me at jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com and send me your emails. I love receiving them. I love hearing from you. And we'll just continue trying to make the best possible freaking loco show that we can. So to all our veterans out there, and to all the fallen heroes, we want to salute you here today on Jackie's Vida Loca, and we hope that our listeners will take a moment and really, truly remember you, say a little prayer for all those that are still out there in theater, as we say, because we know that this is not the end of it. You know, I'd love to say that it would be great to put an end to all war at some point, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen in my grandchildren's grandchildren's lifetime. War's been around since the beginning of man. But clearly, I don't know how we can change that. I'm not an advocate, really. But we do need to support our troops in a hell of a big way. And I think that this weekend, as you celebrate Memorial Day, I want you to remember these people. And I want you to seriously talk about this stuff and make sure that it's not just, you know, vodka lemonades, although they do sound pretty damn good. So whip up your vodka lemonade and raise a glass to our soldiers. I want to thank you for joining us today. We will see you again next week on Jackie's Vida Loca. And in the meantime, you be safe this Memorial Day. Don't get into any trouble.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comedy on Jackie's Vida Loca.